This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Welcome to Score Values. I'm Sean Anderson. Today, I'll be speaking with Maggie Goldberg, the president and CEO of the Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation. How are you doing today, Maggie?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Must have been an exciting day on September 14th when you were named the president and CEO. What was that day like for you?
You know, it was quite an honor. I'm really privileged, and it's an honor to represent this community. I've been working for the Reeve Foundation for over 20 years and served in a variety of leadership roles throughout my tenure. But to be president and CEO is the culmination of a long time of dedication and hard work. And like I said, I'm honored. It's exciting.
Absolutely. I think people recognize the name Christopher and Dana Reeve. But if for people who are uninformed, could you please tell us more about the foundation?
Sure. So Christopher Reeve played Superman in four Superman movies back in the 1970s, among many other movie roles. And he actually starred in Broadway as well. And his wife was also an actress. The Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation is the only national organization dedicated to both care and cure of spinal cord injuries. And so we invest in research that spans basic lab science, and we also provide care and programs and services to people living with all kinds of paralysis, not just spinal cord injury.
And September is Spinal Cord Injury Awareness Month. How prevalent are spinal cord injuries?
So there are about 1 million people in the United States that are living with spinal cord injury. And every year in the United States, there are 18,000 new spinal cord injuries. And the number one cause of the spinal cord injuries are car accidents, followed by falls.
This is Maggie Goldberg, the new president and CEO of the Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation. So after working at the foundation for 20 years, you probably had a lot of things that you've seen. And what are some of your top priorities now that you've taken at the helm of the foundation?
One of the things that's, you know, we're excited is that we're going to be revamping our research program, and we'd like to fast track research. So for many years, we've been funding traditional academia, and we'll continue to do that. But we want to get research translated into humans as fast as possible. So what we do know after 40 years of funding research is that no two spinal cord injuries are the same. Therefore, there won't be one single cure, if you will, or treatment that will solve every single injury. It's going to take a combination of therapies and treatments. It could be surgical intervention. It could be a drug. It could be, you know, it'll be a combination. So we are looking at this combinatorial approach. We're also looking at collaborating with other foundations. That is something that we're looking at setting up coalitions internationally that I'm really excited about setting those up as well. Just earlier this year, we announced a strategic partnership with the International Spinal Research Trust in the United Kingdom to develop a research strategy that's going to focus on this, on chronic injury, but also, like I said, the combination approaches. We're also looking in partnerships with companies. So, for example, Onward, which is a Netherlands-based company, it's developed breakthrough technology and clinical trials that are all over the world right now. And they're targeted at program stimulation of the spinal cord that's going to restore movement and other functions. We're looking at other emerging biotech companies. So we're really spanning everything that's out there. And we want those who have a really good idea to come to Reeve to fund it.
Absolutely. And it sounds like the goal is to come to a cure for spinal cord injuries. How close are we for a cure for spinal cord injuries?
You know, it's hard to say how close we are. I think that what's very promising is that we know so much more about the spinal cord than we did in the past. So we know how important rehab is. We know how important exercise is. We know how important it is to stand and bear weight and to get the cardiovascular system working again. I think that what we are doing is we're redefining what cure means. You know, so many people think of a cure as blocking, but what people don't understand about spinal cord injury is the secondary complications that are involved. So one cannot control their bowel, bladder, sexual function, their temperature regulation, and all of by fixing, if you will, each of these secondary complications, those in and of themselves are cures. And so that is something we're also working on. Each of those are huge wins for members of our community.
You experienced an injury yourself. Could you tell us about that experience and how it led to the Reeve Foundation?
Yeah, so when I was 16, I was a passenger in a car accident, and I broke my neck in two places. And there was a little piece of my vertebrae that was lodged next to my spinal column. And the doctors at the time said, we have no idea how you're not spinal cord injured. I wore a halo brace for several months, followed by other neck braces for several more months after that. And it wasn't until Christopher Reeve was injured a few years later that I really, truly understood what each level of the vertebrae meant. So I was injured at the C2 level, which was the same level as Christopher Reeve, which meant that had I been left paralyzed, I was so high up that I would have been also a ventilated quadriplegic. So I knew then, you know, I knew that I was lucky, but I really knew that I wanted to do something in advocacy for this community, because the thing about paralysis is your life changes in an instant. You know, you go from knowing life and experiencing life one way to the world becoming instantly inaccessible to you. So I was very lucky to have been offered a job with the foundation many years ago, and have had an incredible experience in my career, you know, through advocacy, communications, working on the care side of our foundation, and now representing the entire community as president and CEO.
Maggie Goldberg, the new president and CEO of the Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation. And I have a similar story, or not similar, because you obviously turned this into a career, which is phenomenal. But about 7 years ago, I suffered my first seizure. And with this show, I've tried to, you know, reach out and do a lot of seizure, programs. So I do wonder what the community is like of spinal cord at least victims, because I know that at least, you know, being a survivor of epilepsy and seizures myself, there does become a huge pride in that community because you know what other people have gone through. I mean, what would the community, how would you describe the community around spinal cord injuries?
You know, I think that there's no two injuries are alike, and there's so many different levels of injury, right? So, you know, you could be living with paraplegia where you have your ability to move your fingers and your hands and your arms. You could be living with quadriplegia at a higher level. And there's a lot of friendly competition, if you will, and jokes between who's, you know, has more ability or not. But I think that once you're a member, we call it that you're a member of a club that no one wants to join, but that you are immediately taken in as family. And it's just like with a member of the Reeve family, you know, you are part of this family. We are here for each other. Caregivers are the same way. You know, nobody really understands how hard it is to live with spinal cord injury or to care and love for someone living with spinal cord injury. And that's why we have the National Paralysis Resource Center. We're just a phone call or click away. And we are here to help anyone that's trying to navigate their way through paralysis with free individualized support. And I hope that people will take advantage of our website, which is ChristopherReeve.org, to learn more or donate and to get involved, because we really want people to know that we're here to help. And absolutely, we're here for them to become a part of our family and community.
Absolutely. And recently I talked to somebody of this brand called Female Strong. And as a CEO, you join a small cadre of women leading nonprofits. So what are your thoughts about women in the nonprofit sphere, particularly in leadership? Because obviously that's something that we need to see more of.
Yeah. So What's interesting about female leadership in nonprofits is there are many, many women. The majority of employees at nonprofits are women. Nearly three quarters of the United States nonprofit workforce is female, but only 21% of the large nonprofit CEOs are women. So there's a lot of work that needs to be done in the sector to elevate women in leadership. What's really interesting is I've also read that most philanthropic decision-making in the family is done by women as well. So I know that when men usually make the philanthropic decisions, typically the donations go to their universities. You know, they're very dedicated to their alma maters, but the women are really making those decisions. So we really need to, we need to address how women can be elevated in leadership positions in philanthropy.
Yeah, that's incredibly interesting because I even see that in my own relationship. My girlfriend is always, you know, it's more on her mind to go out and help. And it's something that I need to get better at. And I think that's a great point you make. I mean, the fact that women are more involved with nonprofits, they definitely should be at the head of it more often. This is Maggie Goldberg, the new president and CEO of the Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation. And you're going to be in Chicago upcoming here. Can you tell us about that event?
Yeah, we're so excited. This Friday, we are going to be celebrating Christopher Reeve's birthday with a fun evening of cocktails and conversation at Fulton Market. This is open to the public. We have a wonderful committee in Chicago that hosts an annual event. We were not able to have it last year, obviously. So this is going to be, cocktails and conversations where we're going to share information about the latest groundbreaking developments in paralysis research. We'll have a special presentation from our technology partner from Onward. We'll have a little bit of live music. We'll have great food and cocktails. So for those that are interested, I hope that you can come to our website. It's christopherreeve.org and look up Celebrate Chicago.
Absolutely. And before we wrap this up, is there anything else about the Reeve Foundation we should know about, or where can they find more information? You mentioned the website there.
Sure. I would just encourage everyone to visit christopherreeve.org. Again, we also host the National Paralysis Resource Center, where we have everything imaginable known to paralysis to help to navigate paralysis caused by injury, a neurological condition, or disorder.
Maggie Goldberg, the new president and CEO of the Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation. Thank you so much for your time today, Maggie.
Thank you. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.